With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Joan Didion felt a sense of security when she was a little girl growing up in Sacramento, California. She was comforted by the landscape, which was totally flat.
I like to see a flat horizon still. I mean, we lived on the ocean for a while, and that was very reassuring to me to see. Not I didn't care about the ocean itself or the beach, but the horizon was very, I mean, that's what I missed when we moved away.
Joan Didion is the author of such books as The White Album, Play It As It Lays, and A Book of Common Prayer. Her latest is Miami, which deals with the cultural and political changes in that Latin-dominated Florida city. When Joan Didion was a senior at Berkeley in the 1950s, she won a contest sponsored by Vogue magazine. The prize was a job at Vogue, and Didion went to New York.
Well, I was just mainly in a room, and they gave me a lot of bound volumes of Vogue, and I read them for about a year. It seems to me that's all I did, and once in a while I would get a little assignment of some kind and do it.
Later, she was an associate editor at Vogue, where she worked for 8 years. Didion wasn't quite 30 when she published her first book, Run River.
My first novel was written entirely out of some kind of homesickness. I was living in New York, and I kept thinking about California, and so I just started making up a story that involved a whole lot of weather. And I'd do a scene about rain, it was just remembering the weather.
You had to put people under those clouds.
I put people, but it really, you're just telling yourself a story.
Joan Didion is married to novelist John Gregory Dunn.
I don't know what it would be like not being married to a writer. I mean, we've been married for 23 years, and it's like having an editor in the house.
Joan Didion's nonfiction book, Miami, was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Joan Didion has had a preoccupation with Latin America since the 1960s, and while on a trip south of the border, she toyed with the idea of writing a nonfiction book about the region.
But instead, I wrote a novel. I got typhoid, I came home, I wrote A Book of Common Prayer, which was about an imagined Central American country.
Joan Didion's nonfiction book did come out in 1983. It was Salvador. And last year, Didion published a book that explores the Hispanic dominance of what she says is the most Latin of all cities in the United States, Miami.
It's a really international city. It's international in a way that I think no other American city except possibly Honolulu is. I mean, in Honolulu, you get that sense of Asia.
In Miami, Joan Didion writes of how the Latins have not only become the numerical majority, but have come to dominate the city's politics, economics, and culture.
Everything that happens in the United States that concerns Latin America goes through Miami.
Strangely, when Didion started researching her book, she had little idea about what she was going to write.
In the case of Miami, I had spent time down there. I kept going back. I had a lot of notes. I'd done a lot of reading. But I had, masses and masses and masses and binders full of absolutely unfocused interviews and material.
Joan Didion says the first sentence was the hardest, but when she found it, she knew she was headed in the right direction.
If you knew exactly what a book was going to be before you started it, you'd be so bored that you wouldn't have the heart to continue it. I mean, you really have to kind of keep surprising yourself.
That's Joan Didion, whose book Miami was published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Joan Didion had the chance to re-enter her past in 1975. She went back to Berkeley, her alma mater, to teach in the English department.
I was living in the faculty club for this month. I was there. And the faculty club on the Berkeley campus is right in the middle of the campus. And at night, I would be the only person on the campus. I was the only person staying there. It was so extraordinary. I slipped right back into sort of student depressions, you know. I started wearing a dirty raincoat again.
Joan Didion used a non-chronological approach in her novels Democracy and The Book of Common Prayer. While the reader finds the events completely out of order, everything comes together at the end.
It requires a little reader participation to put it together. I mean, you have to read more actively, probably.
Joan Didion's latest nonfiction book is Miami, which studies the city's Latin influence and reflects her expanding interest in politics.
As I have gotten older, I seem to have become more rather than less political.
Joan Didion and her novelist husband, John Gregory Dunn, have collaborated on a number of screenplays, among them The Panic in Needle Park and A Star is Born. Didion says film writing is not like novel writing, and she knows everything is likely to change by the time the movie is on the screen.
I remember a movie we wrote once in which not a word was changed. The script was exactly as we wrote it. That was the way it was shot. And yet it was a totally different movie from what we had in mind because of variations in the acting.
It was supposed to take place in Midtown Manhattan, but it turned out in rural India.
Didion says that she and husband Don will never collaborate on a book, but they do critique each other's work.
You can say, this isn't working, or
And he doesn't run screaming out of the room?
Well, sometimes I run screaming out of the room when he does it to me.
Simon & Schuster published Joan Didion's book, Miami, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.